Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We dedicate this day to you, and we thank you, Father God, that we are your children called out of this world to be holy, set apart unto you, and to show our holiness by what we say and do, Father God. Thank you. We and what we say and do, Father God, comes from you, Father God. You started a wonderful work in us, and so you are at work at all times. You're a very present help, and we are aware of you, and so we appreciate you and appreciate your leading and your provision this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Our readings this morning, beloveds, is Galatians chapter 2, from verse 1 to 5.
Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation that set before them, though privately, before those who seemed influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles, in order to make sure I was not running or had not ruined in vain. But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised. Though he was a Greek, yet, because a false brother secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery.
To them.
To them we did not yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you.
Hallelujah. Okay, we've seen in the first chapter, you know, that Paul was met by God. He was set apart by God. God led him in every way and told him he needed to go and get prayed for, receive the Holy Spirit. And then even there we see the plan and the story written in heaven for him was already there, declared there, given to him, that he's going to take this gospel out to the world, and he will go through many squeezings, many sufferings. And why is the sufferings as well? That's where you need answers. And so you are not tested beyond what you can handle. God gives you a way of escape. And so he was walking with God, and so he could share goodness coming from the heart of God towards him, and then know that same goodness is also for others, and he would encourage it. But then there came a time that the believers, supposed to be so-called believers, but they were still holding fast to their traditions, to their religion, to the law. And they tried to get the people circumcised, tried to get them fall under the law. And so Paul and Barnabas, they stood fast on, you know, what they should be sharing. But then just to confirm it, they went to speak to the other apostles. And there the beautiful thing is, you know, when you have got a walk with God, the people that are walking with God, they can relate, and you click together. It's like birds of a feather. And they were given the hand of friendship and said, good, we taking the gospel to the Jews, you take it out to the Gentiles. And so came out clear there, you know, is to just stay with the Lord, stay in faith. And what was very beautiful to Paul is he says it in his own words, and that there he's made it his aim to walk with a clear conscience between man and God. And so how do we get a clear conscience? When God died, God sent Jesus, and when Jesus, the one of the things that happens in the new birth is we get to get a new heart and we get a new spirit. And that new heart and that new spirit is to serve the living God. And so you are not in a second-hand relationship. Yes, just like a child born into a home, there is servants to help him just get through the basic things and to get to develop. To develop from childhood. But bottom line, he is a child of a rich household, say as a child of a king. But all the time they're tutoring him relevant to what they know is in the heart of the king. But that child comes to a place where that child works out his own salvation, where he's in tune and he listens to his father, he listens to his mother. And that's exactly the same with us. We've been circumcised in our hearts to serve the living God. So you don't run around to find out how to serve, how to walk. You've got a God and you listen to him. And that's returning to your first love. You stay with him, you stick with him. And because he knows the plans that he's got for you. Revelation says in that he'll take your name and he'll give it to you. And no one else will know. But why? Because he knows it, and then you will also know it. So that's so important, guys. This is a one-on-one relationship with the King of Kings. Amen. You are married to another, even to Christ Jesus, to bear fruits to God. So that's why you've been made new, put into a new kingdom. That's your home now. And you've been given a new spirit and a new heart, and to serve fresh, get fresh manna every day and walk with your God and develop on schedule. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will and to spread your gospel, the good news, to the people around us that you put on our path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.